Pete, Matt and Kimber's
Leftovers
Podcast.
Welcome to the Leftovers, and it's great to have you here. We haven't done one of these for a little while because there's been certain things happening in amongst the team, but we're all back together again. Pete, Matt and Kimber, jeans and joggers, and very excited to hear how you banged Chris Hemsworth.
I didn't, but my sister almost did.
Oh.
So I'm going to throw her under the bus today.
Which is what the town of Cowra basically wants to do. They want to bang Chris Hemsworth.
Exactly.
Yeah. Imagine if you created a podcast for every person you nearly got to bang.
Well,
and
she
didn't.
Well, she...
Be a short podcast for me, mate.
Yeah, she pashed him. That's pretty good. I wouldn't mind pashing Chris Hemsworth.
Okay.
Yeah. So we grew up in a little town called Phillip Island. Mm-hmm. And as teenagers, my sister and I worked at the local surf shop called Island Surfboards, which is... beautiful. Just loved working
you know
there.
I feel like I'm in a, like an Australian, you know, drama, soap opera.
But seriously.
That's very much what it was like growing up on Phillip Island.
When you work at the surf shop, how many people are actually like selling surf equipment stuff to? Is it really just people buying Havaianas?
No, it is. Phillip Island has amazing surf. So there are legitimate excellent surfers there.
Right. Mm.
And so, but Chris Hemsworth, his family had a holiday house on Phillip Island. So they used to come into the surf shop all the time. And he's a very good surfer. So he, and I think he rode boards for Island Surfboards for many, many years. Anyway, he had come into the shop one day and got talking to my sister who was working behind the counter. Mm. She was the one selling the Havaianas, you know, not the surfboards. But, and he said, you know, oh, you know, what's sort of going on tonight in town? And my sister said, well, there's only the Isle of Wight Hotel, which is the only option to go out. And he's like, oh, well, maybe I'll see you down there. And now this was when he was on Home and Away.
Oh, okay.
So he was still a bit of a celebrity. And there was every time he came into the shop, everyone was gushing over him.
Yes. And even pre-Home and Away, he's still good looking.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Very nice looking. And so long story short, she went down to the Isle of Wight that night and caught up with Chris Hemsworth. And she was driving, my sister, so she wasn't drinking at all. And he'd had a couple of drinks and she said, oh, look, I've got to work the next day. Do you want me to drop you home? So he jumped into her little tiny Toyota Starlet, which is like the size of a matchbox. And she got in the front seat and he got in the passenger seat. And he just had this beautiful move where he just leant over, grabbed the lever that moves the chair back, and in just in one swift motion, she was laying back in her seat and they were making out.
Oh my God.
I know.
And that's how good-looking men get consent.
Yeah. And then and then she dropped him home and that was the end of the story. She did give consent. I think they'd obviously been making out prior to that. But
Flirty.
I know.
Didn't she say
so jealous?
She dropped the I'm not that sort of girl line.
She did drop that sort of girl, and I was like, why weren't you that sort of girl? That is Thor.
And that's why he didn't have his hammer at that stage.
No, he didn't have his hammer at that stage.
That's why modern cars have stuffed that kind of romance because you know you could lean over now to do that same thing with the seat, and you'd have to wait for the electronic.
Yeah. and now he's the face of Cowra,
Yeah. Mm. A little bit of a town campaign.
Yeah. I'm sick of him.
You were sick of him from the minute he got famous.
No, this happened. Look, this is like Kate Walsh as well, right? I'll get on to my little. I've got nothing against Chris Hemsworth or Kate Walsh. Kate Walsh, the American actress who's here. I'm more upset at us. The fact that we seem so bereft of a life that we have to fill our papers and our media with stories about where Kate Walsh or Chris Hemsworth are at any particular time.
But you love it if we're talking about one of your movies.
Well, that hasn't happened for a long time. So, you know.
I got to admit, if Dwayne Johnson was in this town, I would be following him everywhere.
Sure.
Yeah, on it, just on the off. And
he's, The Rock?
It's The Rock, yeah. And he's probably the only one that I really fawn over as far as celebrity. Mm. But I'd be like, I don't know how long he's going to be here for. I'm that big a fan. I need to do my level best to get in front of him at some point.
I understand that. What I get embarrassed about is that for most people, it's the fact that Kate Walsh is someone from America who's sort of famous, who chooses to be in Perth.
Mm.
And that's enough to set us on fire. Like, we've been chosen.
It's such a...
And it's like, you sure? Really?
That's like with thing, Isla Fisher and Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They don't go back to Sydney for a bit because why would you? Everyone was in lockdown. And everyone's like, I think they've moved to Perth, guys. Oh, yeah, they live here now.
We're claiming
they live here.
Yeah.
They got a place in Kensington and they love it.
It's I've
got
off my chest now.
Thing, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Like, it's we do get excited about things. Well, I think it's because it rarely happens here.
Yeah, I think it's cool. We're so isolated. People like never come here. Like, you know,
Krispy Kreme opening up. Bang. Line for days.
Yeah.
Taco Bell. Sephora. There's still lines at Karen Up.
And you know what? It goes back to like 1966 when the American astronaut was going over the top of Perth and went, can see down there, Perth, City of Lights. Right, and we started to call ourselves the City of Lights. I mean, at a time when places like Tokyo existed, it was like one bloke with a candle, and it was like Perth City of Lights, and we latched onto that title forever.
But also, I saw a license plate a couple of days ago, which I think was Victoria, and it said the City of Education, and I was like, bah. You know, like, you know, that's the education. Yeah. I mean, education's super important. If you're listening, kids, stay in school.
Yeah. But like the other Victorian number plate, it's like the place to be.
Yeah, that's
been
right.
In lockdown for like...
Or Victoria on the move.
Yeah.
Well, we had State of Excitement in the 70s here in WA, which was a lie.
Really?
What was the most exciting thing here then?
Yeah.
What was exciting then? We didn't have, it wasn't America's Cup yet.
No, it would have been predated America's Cup because I think for a while we had America's Cup State on the number plates.
We had that burger joint. Was it Archie's? What was that?
Bernie's.
On the Mounts Bay Road under the bridge there. Yeah, we had a burger joint.
What would be a good slogan now for Perth on a number plate?
Perth.
Maybe that's a phone
Hemsworth,
tomorrow.
Hemsworth free for 68 days.
The People's
the
Republic
home of Kate Walsh. WA.
Kate Walsh is
Kate Walsh's state.
It is a beauty.
Good gear, guys. Well, I love today's show, and it's so nice to have us all back together.
Yeah.
Back in our groove.
It is nice, isn't it?
It's
and
good.
I think maybe that massive chunk of Toblerone helped each of us.
I didn't have any.
Me neither.
You should have some.
Still on like keto or something?
No.
Well,
I was thinking about making us toasted sandwiches and bringing them into work, and then I went, oh, what happens if you screw your nose up and go, guys, we don't eat bread anymore.
Rye bread.
But you know what I'm doing now? Now that we've got new water bottles from Love Island,
what?
I'm drinking a lot more water.
Are you infusing it with anything?
I haven't infused it yet.
It does have an infuser in it, though.
It does, yes. But you've actually got to put something up there. It doesn't just infuse it.
The goodbye.
Done with fluoride.
Yes.
We will.
Cucumber or watermelon.
We're not currently ketoing.
No.
Bring
we need a hot girl summer, though, so we'll have
because
to get back on
keto's
it.
Keto's just for Christmas. It's not for life.
Yeah, right.
Totally. Just for summer.
All right, you guys.
Thanks, team.
Let's get out of here.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.